shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta
stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Once again, we are here in the radio station, and it's Sunday again, October 14th. I don't think it's...
I know.
It's Sunday again, but it's not October 14th.
Correct.
It's not. It's actually October 4th. And it was October 4th again because we've had several October 4ths before, but not anything recently.
I think there's usually about one a year.
Once a year we have.
Imagine
the
that.
Same day. Yeah. Just saying. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and we'd like to thank all of our sponsors, which are all the good people of the North State that keep us on the air. You know who you are, and I guess we're going to be auctioning off the
Gator this Monday night.
The Gator this Monday, yeah. So be there or be square. If you've bought a ticket, you never know.
Well, we got a couple tickets left, so if you want to, you know, up your chances, you better get the last of the tickets and get them in the... The barrel.
Very
I'll
good.
Be spending it on Monday night.
We have we're here in the studio. I'm here in the studio. I'm not sure if anybody else is here in the studio. I'm not even sure I'm here in the studio, considering the way I'm talking today. But I'm here in the studio with my
sister
Linda.
Boy, I got problems this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and Bob Martin, our producer, trusted soundboard operator, and all around great guy.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, and
you were here.
If I was here, yeah,
kind of here.
Kind of, sort of. Need more coffee. And I'm also I also have in the studio. He held over Red Smith from Sovereign Minds.
I am.
Jefferson
State of Mind. Gosh,
okay.
Darn, I'm just
maybe we ought to just
today.
Mute his mic over there.
I just need a bigger cup of coffee. I swear.
I as well. In
okay, trust me. If this were pre-recorded, we would have started over by now.
Take it from the top. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Oh crap. So anyway, here it is, Sunday once again.
Yeah, it is.
Yep, and we are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that is 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Also, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at Bonnie View, at 2570 South Bonnie View, Destiny Fellowship, every Monday night. Limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. And I believe we're having Tim Pappas on.
We are. We're continuing the discussion on the First Amendment.
Very good.
One of my favorite amendments.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you have it.
We thought we would be through it by now, but no, there's a lot to the First Amendment.
There is a lot crammed in there from, you know, my right to offend whoever I want to and say whatever I want, and the protection of the press.
And you've been known to be quite offensive.
I have, sometimes.
yeah. Like,
but you are truthful. Yeah.
Well, I'm surprisingly okay with it.
Yeah. Our quote of the day, if I can get my throat cleared, excuse me. My right to keep and bear arms is based upon my natural right to self-preservation. Politicians have no right to talk to me about national security if they will not defend my inalienable right to self-preservation. It's time Americans get educated and get armed or be happy to die as slaves, Chris Ann Hall. And, you know, we talk about slaves and all that stuff, and we might want to go a little more into that because people say, oh, well, we're not slaves in America. We're free. Only we work till April to pay our taxes. Oh, and that's not counting all the other taxes like impost tariffs, license fees, property taxes, DMV, driver's licenses, hunting license, fishing license,
fuel tax
permits. No, you're actually working a lot more than you think to pay the government, not counting sales tax even, and all the stuff that goes into that. So the real deal is, if let's see, what is the definition of slavery? We got to actually look that up, and I'll get that up here on the internet here, and maybe my sister's working on it, I think.
Yeah.
What is the definition of slavery? Because we go, oh, we can't be slaves in America. We're free men. We can go wherever we want, even if we're broke and we have to hitchhike and we have no money. So what have you got?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay.
Internet's a little slow this morning.
That darn internet.
I know.
Well, maybe it hasn't had its coffee yet either.
Something.
Pretty sure.
All right. Slavery.
What is slavery?
Is a legal or economic system in which principles of property law can apply to humans so that people can be treated as property and can be owned, bought, and sold accordingly, and cannot withdraw unilateral from the arrangement.
Okay. So has anybody tried to withdraw from the tax system lately? Have you tried to just call up the IRS and say, listen, I want that exemption, that freedom exemption, please, so that I don't have to pay you guys because I'm
not
really,
voluntary,
I'm not
remember?
Really a slave because I don't really want to participate in your economic system unilaterally because if I did, then I would be considered a slave. So I want to opt out. Has anybody tried that lately? So slavery doesn't mean that you're out there by the log cabin going with whoosh, you know, with the whip and no mess, I don't want to. No. Slavery can be get back to work, pay your taxes, and shut up, or we'll put you in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coercion through threat of force.
Yeah.
Don't sign up for Obamacare.
It's voluntary, you do understand, though.
Yeah.
It's voluntary compliance. If you don't volunteer, we just put a gun to you and make you volunteer. That's not slavery, is it? I thought we were supposed to keep everything we made, and it was, property rights, and we. But if I have to give everything I make, which is money as property, to the government, from, I don't know, January till April, and that's not counting all the rest of the stuff. So it's probably more like January to June or July or August.
That's probably closer.
Yeah, that's not slavery, is it? Or I can be on welfare and getting a free Obama phone and collecting Social Security and doing all these other things that are coming from the government. And then if I don't do what I'm told, then they cut me off.
Yeah.
That's not slavery, is it? Do we have a guest here?
We're supposed to. Her name is Zen Honeycutt, and she's with Moms Across America. But we're having a little bit of issue getting a hold of her. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, we were going to be talking about GMOs and labeling and who's doing what with that and who's not doing what with that. And
we were hitting a little bit on that on the last show about the GMOs and the Monsanto Dark Act and, you know, some of the other things that are going on with that.
I'm off them.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the first thing I want to ask you, Mark, is if we're not slaves, how do the roads get built?
They have machines?
Well, that's the argument that I always hear. Oh, you know, without taxes, how do you build roads? How do you open schools? How do you all that other good nonsense?
Well, there's lots of different ways you can do that. That comes from a road tax, but we're talking mostly about a direct tax. And a direct tax is a direct tax on your income and your personal property and your private property. And so the roads that are built are built through the gas tax, which could be a legal tax because that's an impost tariff or a sales tax, a value-added tax on the cost of a good and that you have the discretion to buy or not. And that's the big difference. That's why the income tax, the direct tax was illegal prior to 1913. They said it had to be apportioned among the states as a value-added tax, basically. And so that was constitutional because they said the power to tax was the power to destroy. If they could tax you directly, you could be targeted and you could be put out of business and completely enslaved through your income tax. But that's different now because we changed the laws of gravity.
Yeah, something like that, I guess.
It was just like Newton's law. Newton's law of slavery now.
Yeah, you can just change the physics of the whole thing, right?
Yeah, because we're Americans, and we've been brainwashed since we... And so...
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we're Americans. This could never happen here. We could never be enslaved with an economic system that would make us work till June or July to take all of our money and or give us money that they can take away any time. And they would never do that here. And you know, we couldn't be brainwashed into thinking we're free just because they told us on Sesame Street.
You know, it couldn't happen here. Like a government that is rapidly scrambling to maintain control of us by trying to take our guns away and trying to keep us in the dark and try and keep us divided because we're starting to figure it out due to the rapid spread of information. So they're doing everything they can to keep us subject because the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, we don't really need to defend ourselves from our own government. That wasn't what the Founding Fathers were talking about when they tried to defend themselves from their own government, England, was it? Yeah, I guess it was their own government at the time because they were actually British subjects and the British crown was actually trying to take all their property through taxes. And so they didn't want to be slaves because they said 15% of your private property being confiscated is tax and taxes is called slavery. And they didn't want to go back to the old slave system because that really sucked, you know, the coming home and having all your property disappear. Robin Hood and all that stuff and take from the poor and it was the other way around. It was but they had to take it from the rich. No, wait a minute. They weren't taking from the rich and giving it to the poor. They were taking it from the government who had already stole it from the poor to give it back to the poor. They kind of get that one confused, you know?
That was actually the church stealing from everybody and using the government to do it.
I absolve you of all your sins, my son.
Yeah. Give me all your cows.
None of that would be going on today, would it?
Maybe we should go to a break and reorganize, have some coffee here, and figure out what the heck we're doing today.
All right. If you want to call in and have a question or comment, please give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite Mai Mai Almondine. Also new 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from Beer Brace Chicken,
spicy Italian sausage to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station. On Monday, Linda's back, and we welcome James Masada and Rhonda Ball of Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's going on in the North State, all the great things that are happening. We also want to talk about what happened up in Oregon in the shooting. What's the aftermath of this massacre? This and much more on Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net. And donate now to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Kind of a pleasant little tune. Makes me feel kind of sad and happy at the same time. If that's
okay.
Possible.
Are we on the emotional roller coaster over there or what?
I might be, you know. I'm not sure.
Don't go Boehner on me.
I was going to say something else, but yeah.
Don't go Boehner.
Don't go Boehner.
Don't go Boehner on me. I'm retiring here. Really? What a
hey, if a song makes you happy or it makes you sad, then it's a great song because it evokes an emotional response from you. If
there you have it.
But what you don't want a song to be is boring.
Well, there you have it. Bob speaks words of wisdom, unlike my co-host and cohorts and
yeah, okay,
cohabits.
Mm-hmm. Did she get the license plate of that bus?
Yeah, I did.
Do we have a caller on
thump,
the
thump,
line?
Thump, 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 thump.
Yes, we do. Gary is calling back in. He was on Jefferson State of Mind earlier this morning.
Okay, well, good morning, Gary. Are you there?
Good morning. Great show from all of you, and thank you for all that you do. What I'm about to say is no way to impugn the Haas Halloween and all the stuff that goes on out there, but they do have a model of Jerry Brown's Train to Nowhere. I saw it yesterday. We're leaving. It goes around the area out there. It's a nice narrow gauge train, and it had nobody on it as it was making its circuit.
And then it disappeared.
See the Jerry Brown Train to Nowhere. Haas has the scaled down model of it.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Does it get stopped every once in a while when people and Diane Feinstein and Barbara Boxer Max like leap out and rob the people on the train and then dive back into the bushes?
Right, something like that. So anyway, thanks for all that you do. Keep up the great work.
All right
thanks a lot.
Well, I don't know if we're going to have a guest this morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. I know she's a pretty busy lady right now with the GMOs and working on that to have solutions.
Well, all the congressmen that are voting to not have labels on our GMO food.
Yeah, what's...
Not, you know, I don't know. Can't think
why
of any,
is that important?
But well, see, we can't, Doug LaMafia.
We can't really hit our congressmen on food labeling anymore. It's out of their hands since they signed the TPA and washed their hands of that. That goes to international court, and an international court decides whether we get to know what's in our food or not.
We're just too dumb to know what's going on. We just need to trust the congressman, right? I mean, isn't trusting a politician like the smart thing to do? Isn't that what we've been doing for a long time? I don't know. Just trust him. He's a good guy. Trust him.
I don't even know. There's no answer.
It's kind of like the Charlie Brown Lucy thing.
Yeah.
Can I kick the football?
Every time.
Sure.
Every time, Charlie Brown.
I swear to God, I won't pull it away this time.
Wah, wah, wah,
wah.
Every time.
That seems like what we've been running into is the old Charlie Brown football play. And so I don't think trust is the issue anymore. We're just, you call them up and we're just not smart enough and we're just not good enough and we're just too dumb to understand the difference between right and wrong. And, you know, they're having to do all these maneuvering because they haven't got control of everything, only the House and the Senate. And, you know, and they do hold the purse strings and they can stop these things from going through, but they just don't.
You know, I listened to our congressman the other day, and, well, we can't do this, and we won't do this. And well, you know what? I'll say one thing for the Democrats. They did everything that they could within their power to push their agenda. They used the nuclear option. They got down dirty and did everything they could to push their agenda. And now that our so-called conservatives are in control of Congress, they won't do anything. They won't even exercise the Constitution to stand up for what's going on in this country.
Well, why would you when you're getting money not to?
I am beyond fed up with it. I was, you know, well down the road with it, but you know, with what happened this last week, I'm done.
Well, tell me, pray tell, what did happen this last week?
The short and sweet of it is I had a very good friend of mine and former roommate that got his head blown off in Roseburg, Oregon for being a Christian, and because he was in a gun-free zone that our spineless jellyfish of representatives won't do anything to stop, because of a anti-Christian Muslim that decided that he wanted to kill Christian kill American citizens.
So we've got Christians. We've got proof that this guy was a Muslim?
Yes. I am very comfortable in making that statement. I know for a fact that he lined people up and asked them their religion, and if they said that they were atheists or if they, you know, said that they weren't Christian, he shot them in the leg or in the chest or something like that, and if they said they were a Christian, he shot them in the face, which means my buddy knew that if he said he was a Christian, he was going to die. Huh. And he said it anyways.
Wow.
And that is because he was in a gun-free zone, which is, I'm sorry, it's a killing field. That's why all of these things happen in these gun-free zones. That's why these guys go here, is because they know that they can get the kill count up before they're taken out. And our politicians won't do anything about it. They're helping to enable. They want to have a discussion. They want to compromise. They want to find mutual beneficial ground. There is no mutual beneficial ground when it comes to taking away someone's fundamental right of being able to defend themselves. He's dead because of hatred. And it's a hatred that is being fostered by our president. It is being nurtured. It is having life breathed into it.
Well,
and that is a hatred of American citizens and of Christians, and our president is absolutely enabling it and enabling our enemies.
Well, there's no, you know, gosh darn, Mr. Obama's just doing the best he can is all we ever hear, and he's really a good guy, and he's, oh, and gosh, he was born here, and he's not a Muslim, and if you say anything different, you're a tinfoil hat carrying card member of the, aluminum foil company.
Yeah.
Representatives.
And probably a racist.
And I forgot about that.
Yeah, gotta get that in there.
Yeah,
that's a big ticket.
That's what
them.
They do. They just, it's right out of Solinsky.
I'm not racist. I don't like the white half of them either.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm pretty much at the point where I almost hate them all.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And they're attacking our rights, our Second Amendment rights.
Oh, but we just hate him because of the color of their skin, even though he's half white. That means that I would have self-loathing because I'm white. And I'm not sure how that relates to, wanting to strip me of my gun rights and my self-preservation and self-defense rights, and take my private property away through taxes because, you gotta have a, social justice and economic justice. We all gotta be, beat down to the same level playing field so that we all are poor. But this is all because the color of his skin, even though it's like half the color of mine.
Yeah, it's nonsense, and I think people that think that way are the true racists because they can't see past the skin tone.
I don't think they want to. I don't think it's about that. I think it's about
an easy way out.
Yeah, I think it's about not, having to deal with the arguments that are factual. I mean, it's just easy to call somebody a racist, and it's over. It's all over because then you lose automatically because you the only thing you're saying is about, it's all about skin color, and nothing else you say has validity because you're a racist.
Well, and the other thing that I'm tired of is the people that were recently elected were absolutely elected to put a stop to this president and to put the skids on this administration. That's what they were elected to do,
and they've been helping him.
Doing it.
I don't care what Doug LaMalfa says. He's been helping him.
Yep.
We can't do anything. It's like we should have named him Eeyore LaMalfa. It's unbelievable how they just keep helping this guy. Why would you help your enemy? I mean, and let's be frank, this guy is our enemy. He's not our president. He's our enemy. Look at what he does. All you got to do is look at what he's done over and over and over again. He's passed legislation without the support of the American people. Obamacare was not supported by the majority. And you just go on and on. How many lies? How many this? How many that? And, at some point in time, you got to say, hey, if this guy is not going to support and defend the Constitution, if he's going to attack our private property rights, he's going to attack our freedom, he's going to try to take our guns away so that we are absolutely defenseless against the government, he's our enemy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And wasn't that what these elected officials ran on, that they were going to be able to change everything and that it was not going to be the status quo and we were going to get what we needed
and more
for the people?
You just don't understand. We need a 60-person majority in the Senate to do anything, and we need the White House back so that we can then do anything we want. Other than that, our hands are tied.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Tell that to my buddy's brother and my buddy's mother that nothing can be done because of the math. Tell them that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at what they've been.
Look, I would like some of these guys to go and look them in the eye and say, I'm sorry, your son's dead, and we're not going to do a damn thing to fix it because of the math.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a pretty, if you listen to Carl Bott's show on Friday and you got it from 8:30 to 9, Mr. LaMalfa pretty much showed his cards to me. You know, in other words, if we hold him accountable for anything, if we don't go along with every single thing he says and trust him on every single move he makes, then we are the bad guys. As either the Tea Party, anybody who stands up and says, why did you vote for to not label the food for GMOs? Why did you vote for the Dark Act? And we want you to tell us and explain to us, and then, you know, what we get is lies.
Yeah. Why did you vote to keep funding the murder of babies when 151 other people could find their conscience to not do it? Why could you not?
Well, and then what we're told is, of course, he didn't. If you listen to Friday, he says, oh, that didn't put any new funds to Planned Parenthood. Oh, wait a minute. But here we are with the old political, two-step, as usual, instead of being out-and-out honest. Mm-hmm. It didn't give him any new funds, but it didn't stop the old funds. So what does that make, Mr. LaMalfa? A liar? A deceptive? Not telling the whole truth, you know, kind of, I don't know, what is that? Is that the kind of guy you want to trust who only gives you a half-truth?
No.
Who purposely deceives you to make you think that something else is going on here?
Yeah. And, you know, the truth is Doug LaMalfa is not the whole problem.
Of course not.
But the thing is he happens to be our responsibility.
Well, here's
we're not responsible for the rest of the people. That is not our representative. He is our representative, and it is our responsibility to hold him accountable.
Well, he made it pretty obvious that he doesn't give a crap one about us. And on I challenge everybody to go back to Carl Bott's show on Friday and listen to what he was supposed to be, the champion of the Tea Party. He was supposed to be the champion of conservative and constitutional rights. He has, but as soon as his so-called base questions anything that he does. Why did you vote for Boehner? He still thinks Boehner's a great guy, mm-hmm. even though Boehner helped Obama over and over and over and over again with Mitch McConnell to get the legislation they wanted passed.
Absolutely.
Okay. Won't explain that. We just don't understand. We're too stupid to understand. Oh, okay. Why did you vote for the TPA that gives more power? Well, it didn't do that. It didn't give any more power to Obama. It didn't circumvent the Constitution. Only it really did. It really did. All you got to do is look at it. So let's see. One, two. Okay, we should have just let this pass. Okay, now we go to the Dark Act. And what did he say? Oh. You know, we had to.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You never have to.
You always have an option.
Yeah. Well, let's look who 70 voted to get this last budget.
I'd like to ask Doug LaMalfa a question. And coming back to Roseburg, and my friend can stand there and say that he's a Christian, knowing that he's going to be shot in the face and die for it, and you can't stand up and say yes or no to the right thing, knowing that nothing's going to happen to you, you don't even have the fortitude as a man to do that.
Well, I guess, you know, we shouldn't talk about the money that greased his palms from Monsanto or any of these other things, because then we're just malcontents trying to throw stones and say bad things about him because we're racist. Wait a minute.
Well, he didn't get all that money at one time.
If you don't like Italians,
yeah,
are you racist?
He's not really so much for sale as rent.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It wasn't one big lump sum of money. Just so.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about Italians and the history of the LaMalfa family?
No, maybe not.
Don't want to go there? I could tell you a couple things.
Yeah, we don't want to go all the way back to Salerno and her Sicilia. What is it? Not Sicilia.
To LaMalfa?
Sicily. That was it.
Mm.
Sicily.
Mm. Well, okay, we won't go there, but if anybody's curious, go look up Ugo LaMalfa. U-G-O LaMalfa. That's all I'm going to say. Just go look.
Just saying, I'm you know, not going to throw stones as much as that I'm mad about the current stuff. It's like this plan. He voted
the Planned Parenthood
and voted to continue the budget because he won't stand up. Oh, we just did it for Boehner made a deal evidently before he's going out on the 30th. And this just funds Planned Parenthood right up until December whatever it is, and December 11th. Then they're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
we have to. But that's what they always come back with, right?
Wasn't that
the
first thing?
They always say we have to.
Well, then, okay, let's just go by this logic. Let's go back to the Cromnibus bill. Was that the bill that helped fund Planned Parenthood up to this point?
That'd be it.
Yeah, that'd be it. And did LaMalfa vote for that, too?
I don't know. Did he?
Yeah, because Boehner and all the crony boys got together over drinks and started crying. And pretty soon, you know, while they were wiping back the tears and blowing the snot off their lips because they were just broke up about it, they voted for it anyway. And in fairness, I guess, because the videos hadn't come out showing that they were actually selling baby parts and you know, and I guess, now it's different.
Well, now they're saying that the videos were all doctored in, and that's not what happened.
Who's saying that?
I'm not sure where that came from, but that's what's all over the mainstream media.
Is that like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, maybe, who tells the truth? She's another one we should trust as a politician, because they would never lie to us, would they? Politicians don't lie, do they?
Well, I guess that all
depends. No, they don't lie. It's just the evil internet trying to divide people.
That's right. It's that evil internet.
Yes.
They just change their minds and evolve, like Hillary.
You've just stepped into another dimension.
Yeah.
A dimension of sight, sound, the mind.
Yeah, I can say whatever I want, you know, 5 years ago, and then today I'm going to say something different, and you're supposed to accept it, and I'll cram it down your throat. And
I just Googled Rod Serling.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think we better go to a break while we're
and with on. That, again, if you want to call in and get in on the conversation or there's a topic out there that you would like to discuss, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five-Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Kick them when they're down. Keep kicking them.
Just keep kicking them in the cojones,
yeah.
As Wayne Allen Root would say. I mean, I think he used the other word. I think he said balls.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
Kick them in the balls and keep kicking them in the balls.
Yeah. There's no misinterpreting what he was saying there.
No.
Yeah. That, you know, that was another thing said by our glorious congressman, too, is that we're just picking on him so we can fundraise. I'd like to know what funds
we're
raising.
Yeah, that one really irked me. I forgot about that one. Yeah, we're picking on him so we can raise funds.
Yeah, they just say bad things about me so they can raise money. What money?
Yeah, I'd like to know where all that money's at.
Yeah, my check from Monsanto hasn't showed up, Doug.
Yeah, we didn't get paid from Monsanto to make sure that we voted against the dark actor.
We actually have to pay to get them to poison us. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that works in a fundraiser.
Yeah, that one just kind of flabbergasted me. That was one of the more asinine.
Well, it's the typical political thing. Throw sling mud, you know, dirty your opponents up so that they lose credibility, and then they forget about what they were talking about, that you're a slime bag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
It just goes on.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Monsanto, we got, Monsanto here. I got a story. You got a couple stories. I'm not sure which one to go with first, but I think we'll go with the short one about this is Obama's EPA warns sunlight is dangerous to plants.
I just can't believe this one. It's hard to even, you can't even respond to it, really.
What do you say to that?
This is tweeted at the EPA, and they just happened to erase the page afterward. It says, think sunlights are good for plants? Not always. Sunlight causes ozone to form, which harms foliage and weakens trees. You know, then the page was just found missing, boom, gone. But the real fun is the tweets that were after that. This first tweet, I applaud the EPA for having the guts to stand up to Big Sun. And then the next tweet is, EPA, almost as bad as someone who pollutes 3 million gallons of arsenic-tinged wastewater into a home to Native Americans and bald eagles.
Yeah. Whoopsie. Sorry about that.
You never know what's going into them storm drains. You got to watch what goes down them storm drains.
At the car washing, son. You got to do that to me every week, don't you? God, I hate that commercial. I hate it so much.
Yeah, people don't know how hot it is.
Oh,
then,
boy.
Then we have the next tweet. EPA, you guys should issue a regulation that bans this sunlight thing. Next one. EPA, sunlight tax in 3, 2, 1. I mean, really? What? I mean, these guys think they can say anything. They can lie about anything, you know, and they can do anything, and they are totally held. But, boy, hold them accountable, and all of a sudden you're trying to raise funds for your base, and well, you should just trust us on everything. And, oh, yeah, even though I'm a part of the government, I'm one of those guys that's the good part of the government. I'm you could just pull me out of that crowd, even though I voted with them, and pull me back into the trusting, and I'm one of you things. And
I've never changed.
And never call me accountable when I vote for something that's totally outrageous and completely paid off and works for Monsanto.
Yeah, I think we ought to set up a solar operations board, you know, SOB, and then they can come up with a solar filter.
A solar filter, yeah, there you go.
All right, I guess with that, we do have a caller on the line. Billy Bob, good morning. How are you?
Yes, very good. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Great conversation, great radio program, Mark. And Red, you always fill in wonderfully. I listened to your earlier show. Everything you guys are saying is just absolutely spot on. And, again, I can't fathom why we can't stop. You know, in the old movie days, they had the wagon, you know, and the horses break loose, and the wagon goes over the cliff. I mean, I love those scenes. But the thing is I can't fathom why we can't stop this. And again, I just wanted to note Donald Trump's statement on this killing in Oregon and the gun-free zones. I go back and check it out. He was awesome. And he said, hey, I have a concealed carry, and they think they're going to take me out. They got another thing coming. This guy is our, what do you call him, John Wayne, Red? I swear to God, he's the only guy that can stand up to this crap and get away with it and put an end to it. So I'll let you guys go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
Billy,
thanks
Bob.
For calling in.
Very good.
And I just like to point out, it's not that we can't do anything about this. They won't. There's a difference between really being incapable of doing something about it and not wanting to do anything about it. And I'll tell you, Billy, I'm getting there closer and closer with you on Trump and some of the things that he said. I'm still not sold all the way, but at least the guy's an American. And I fully well believe today if that had not been a gun-free zone up there in Oregon, that there is a very good chance that my friend would be alive today.
Well, you know, these gun-free zones are actually, they should be relabeled as a criminal protection area.
It infuriates me.
Yeah. In other words, you know, everybody else, lose your guns at the door. And all you criminals, you're in. Come on in, you know. It's insane. I mean, it's really insane, you know. And then, of course, our esteemed liar and thief comes out to say that, oh, now we need to confiscate guns. And he completely lies about the stats, about the you know, how effective it is. He just forgets to mention Chicago, where he comes from, where the gun control laws are the strictest in the world. And they're killing – it's like a killing field over there. And he just lies about how good it is to take everybody's guns away. It worked out in Australia.
Well, the bastard sits there and lies about it and lays the blame at the American people that it's somehow our fault and a fundamental failing of America and our way of life and who we are as a people, and that it's our fault that these things are happening. And the plain simple truth of it is, my friend is dead because of hate, and it is hate that this president has actively fostered and nurtured and given life to.
Couldn't be the Muslims' fault or crazy guys, right? I mean, who keeps killing all these people? I don't know. There's some connection here someplace. I don't know. They all have guns.
You know why Umpqua College was targeted, don't you?
Well, wasn't that where the guy that tripped up the Muslim over there?
Yeah, overseas? one of the Paris heroes was from Umpqua College.
Oh.
One of the servicemen there. And this guy targeted Christians, and he was on his way to the Veterans Service Office to go shoot the veterans there. He was targeting Christians, and he was targeting veterans.
Yeah, no retaliation there, right?
Yeah, where's the media on that one?
Yeah, why isn't Obama, you know, talking about how, you know, the guys over in the Middle East that keep orchestrating all this stuff, the Muslims, why doesn't he ever talk about how bad they are? Why doesn't he ever talk about how they cut people's heads off? Why doesn't he ever talk about how they're related to Islam? But the Christians, you know, he never even said a word about these guys being targeted as Christians at all. It's all about the guns.
No, because he continually exonerates the Nation of Islam. He continually excuses and protects and shields them. Well, he tries to condemn the Christians as their fault for something that happened over hundreds of years ago. And I would like to remind him, those aren't American Protestants that did that. That was the Catholic Church. But let's not split hairs. Anyways, the fact is he is an enemy of this country. And the gelatinous mass that we call Congress is not doing anything to stop it. They're working overtime to enable it. And I'm sick of it. I am so up to here with it.
Well, I just have one question for Obama. If gun-free zones are so good, how about all of your security in detail get rid of their guns and show us how well it works at your level to start with before you bring it down to our level? I'm just saying.
Well, it's interesting is that in Israel, no classroom shootings have happened since 1974 when they started arming the teachers.
Weird.
Yeah. Just weird. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and actually, you know, schools aren't gun-free
zones. I'm looking at a picture on my Facebook.
You know, if more people knew that technically they can't stop you from carrying in a school zone, maybe more people
would. Or even a gun-free zone because.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
People think that they can't carry, you know, and protect themselves because it says gun-free zone. Well, that doesn't mean squat.
Yeah.
And so, more people need to start standing up for their Second Amendment right.
Well, that's like I've been saying all morning is I'm up to here with the political correctiveness. I'm tired of even engaging with this argument. To me anymore, there is no argument. There is no discussion. There's no compromising. There's no nothing. The American people have a fundamental right to be armed to protect themselves and their life. End of story. Plain,
right.
Simple,
and
shall not be infringed.
If everybody realizes that and stands up together, we can do something about it. Like Millie Bob says, what can we do? Everybody needs to get on the same page. Stand up. Stand up for your rights. Have enough courage to stand up and defend our Constitution. And that's all it would take.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just reading the response from Doug LaMalfa about the last bill, and this is what it says. Not to change the subject, but
okay,
this is about the Planned Parenthood stuff. This week, the House passed a short-term federal funding measure known as a continuing resolution, CR in quotes, with my support. The CR funds the federal government at current levels through December 11th of 2015. This CR does not include any new federal funds for the Planned Parenthood in the new fiscal year while the group remains under investigation for the alleged sale of fetal tissues and organs. This legislation ensures that the government keeps operating while also giving Congress the time to work forward a balanced budget. I will continue working with my colleagues to determine whether Planned Parenthood broke the federal law. I also encourage the Senate to take up and pass the measures to defund Planned Parenthood, the House sent over, with the CR. Okay? So I don't understand why you would continue to vote for continual funding, but not new funding. And, I mean, isn't this doublespeak constantly, you know?
Yeah.
It's just constant doublespeak.
It is. And again, here is where we get into the mincing of words. I will work with my colleagues to determine if Planned Parenthood violated federal law. I don't care if they violated federal law. If federal law enables them to chop up babies and sell their parts, then the federal law is wrong and it needs to be changed and stopped. Plain and simple. There's no discussion of whether it's against the law or not. Stop it.
Right. Yeah, but that's what we keep hearing.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Know,
it doesn't matter right and wrong. It matters federal law and working with my colleagues. You know, it makes you sick after a while, you know. It just makes you sick that these guys, you know, are so politically correct, or they're so bought and paid for, that they forgot.
They have no moral base.
They don't know the difference between right and wrong anymore.
Well, it goes right back to once you stop standing for anything, you'll fall for anything.
Well,
stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything?
I guess
we're at the top of the hour, so they're going to be cutting us off. And, again, if you want to call in after the top of the hour, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A presidential emergency declaration remains in effect in South Carolina as flood warnings remain in effect up and down the East Coast thanks to days of drenching rain. Eric Rousey is with South Carolina Emergency Management.
Charleston and Dorchester counties in particular have been receiving very serious flooding. We have a lot of road closures there. We have rescue operations underway for our swift water rescue teams are down there.
Now forecasters are warning about wind gusts today topping 35 miles per hour that could bring down trees and power lines across the Carolinas and Virginia. At least 5 weather-related deaths have been reported so far. Congressman Jason Chaffetz has announced he's running for House Speaker in a long-shot challenge to Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California. The Utah Republican tells Fox News Sunday he can bridge the divide between right-wing House members and those who consider themselves centrist. In Afghanistan, a charity is pulling out after a devastating attack.
The international medical charity Doctors Without Borders says that it's no longer operating in Kunduz, the northern Afghan city where it had a major trauma clinic, which was bombed in the early hours of Saturday morning, totally destroyed, 19 people dead.
Lynn O'Donnell reporting the Taliban recently regained control of Kunduz. Hurricane Joaquin weakening slightly as it moves closer to Bermuda at this hour. The National Hurricane Center says its maximum sustained winds have decreased to 110 miles per hour. Former President George H.W. Bush is healing well after taking a fall this summer. His longtime chief of staff says Mr. Bush has been out and about and has even been on his speedboat. The 41st president fractured his C2 vertebrae back in July, but he's doing well now. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-758-5360.
Syrian President Bashar Assad says the air campaign by Russia against terrorists in his country must succeed or the whole region will be destroyed. Assad says that Russian campaign has the potential to succeed because it is supported by Iran and has international, if not Western, support. He's calling on countries that support the armed opposition to stop, which would increase the chances of the campaign to succeed. These are his first comments since the Russians began bombing in his country. The strong typhoon that left more than a dozen fishermen missing in the Philippines has roared ashore today in southern China, where tens of thousands of people had to be evacuated. Powerful winds and heavy rains have belted the region, and China's National Meteorological Center says some places could get 11 inches of rain before sundown. Heavy rain expected for both Guangdong and Hainan, where thousands of people have flocked. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Norman Rockwell's painting of a small-town American newsroom is going on the auction block to benefit the National Press Club.
Norman Rockwell Visits a Country Editor is being offered November 19th in New York. Christie's estimates it could sell for $10 million to $15 million. It's benefiting the National Press Club and the National Press Club Journalism Institute, which offers scholarships and training to journalists. The work appeared in the May 25th, 1946 issue of the Saturday Evening Post. It was later donated to the Washington-based Institute, where it's been on display for the past 17 years. It depicts a bustling newsroom at the Monroe County Appeal, a weekly founded in 1867 in Paris, Missouri. Rockwell pictured himself in it with a portfolio under his arm. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, October 4th, a birthday for a number of notable people. Pro Football Hall of Famer Sam Huff is 81 years old. Author Roy Blunt Jr., 74. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Well, we're back. This is the second hour of Sovereign Mind Radio, and you're listening to KCNR 1460. And if you wish to call in at 530-605-4567, again, that's 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Excuse me. And let's see, where are we left off here? Congressman, Planned Parenthood. Let's finish this out. Planned Parenthood admits 86% of the revenues are from abortion. Okay, so, you know, this whole idea that, you know, oh, we're not sure if it was legal, or, you know, we're not sure if, you know, what they did was against the law, you know, we got to investigate. I mean, how much more evidence do you need that these guys are trafficking in baby parts? How much more evidence do you need? Do they have to be convicted? And why
are we funding them in the first place?
Exactly.
Am I missing something? It's not a government program.
So why are we funding this in the first place?
Right. Why are we having the discussion, period?
Yeah. And they lie about everything. You know, we had the testimony from the Planned Parenthood president this last week. And, you know, which, by the way, she makes $500,000 a year from the organization. And, you know, abortions account for 86% of Planned Parenthood revenues, according to Richards, again, who makes over $520,000 a year. And so she, while testifying, you know, in front of the House Oversight and Government Reforms Committee on Tuesday, you know, it's unbelievable, you know, these people. And then, you know, our congressman, you know, parses words instead of saying we need to stop funding these guys, you know, no matter what, because, number one, you know, we're being forced through taxation, through slavery, to give money to the government for programs that we find absolutely horrible, ghastly, evil. But we'll fund it through, and I'll sign the vote until, you know, December 11th, so we have a chance to regroup, even though they're still killing babies and selling body parts with the funding of the American people's tax dollars.
Right.
We have a caller on the line, Terry, I believe.
Yeah, you guys are just spot on this thing. You know, the thing that bothers me is the comment that he makes, how he voted with his colleagues. 151 people voted against that thing. 151. Is his colleagues now the left-wing Democrats? It sounds to me like they are. Who are his colleagues? And it's okay to fund this thing through December 11th? And it's okay to go ahead and spend more money? Oh, wait. No, we're not spending any more money. We're just spending the $500 million that we already have issued to that. And we really have to see if they've broken the law at all. Oh, I guess selling baby parts are fine. Well, let's see. How about the baby laying on the table that's still kicking, but you need to keep him alive so you can harvest his brains because it's better? I mean, I am so outraged. I cannot tell you the disappointment I have with this congressman. I can't even begin to tell you how disappointed people should be.
Well, it became pretty clear on Friday that he really didn't even want to talk to you. In fact, you know, I listened. I didn't get the whole conversation, but I really encourage people to go listen to the last half hour of Carl Bott's show on Friday and listen to the attitude, the tone of the congressman. It's very disquieting, if you ask me.
Well, apparently the stream stopped at the very end of that. But at the very end of that, I just called him out on the fact that, you know, really and truly, you haven't done the will of the people at all. You're not doing what people want them to do. And don't give me this business about people calling into your office about the Second Amendment. That's ridiculous. You know that people in your district want the Second Amendment. Don't use that as the excuse. Well, if I had people calling about the Second Amendment, then most of them say that they don't want to have guns. Oh, okay, that's because nobody will call who actually...
Well, here's the other side of that, Terry.
Your constituent.
Here's the other side of that, Terry. You know, oh, if most people called in, you know, if I was being, you know, being the congressman here, playing the devil's advocate, you know, if people called in and wanted me to get rid of the Second Amendment, would you want me to vote for that too because they were my constituents? And
yeah.
It's such a specious argument. It's like, really? So in other words, we don't want you to, you wouldn't vote against that because, you know, It's
constitutional.
Yeah, it's the Second Amendment of the Constitution. It's already in law. You know, it's an undeniable right for us to defend ourselves and have the ownership of guns to defend ourselves against an out of control government. But if the constituents overwhelmingly call in about not cutting up baby parts and stop funding a private organization to do that, somehow he's supposed to, you know, go, well, you know, I can't, what if they, I have to make a decision here and go along with my colleagues. What a bunch of shit.
Well, you know, the thing.
Sorry.
Well, you know, the thing is that going along with his colleagues, that's the bad part. What about the 151 that voted the right way? Those are not his colleagues. And his comments. Did you hear his comments about Ted Cruz? His comments about Ted Cruz on Carl Bott's show. Oh, okay. Well, Ted Cruz is divisive. He's trying to divide the party. He doesn't bring anything positive. Are you kidding me? Folks, you got to wake up. Something has got to be done about this.
Well,
I don't know if it's too late to turn this guy around or not, but I'll tell you what, this is just atrocious.
Well, let's speak plainly and honestly. And the honest truth is Doug Malfa has made the excuses that, oh, if I do this, I'm going to get attacked in the press, or if I do this, this is going to happen,
or
you know, these people are going to be upset. And let's be perfectly honest. Doug Malfa is untouchable in this district. There's nobody that has the ability, the money, or the power to take him out, and he knows that. So he doesn't really care what the press says or what anybody else says about him because he's untouchable. He has no concern about any form of press because he will continue to get reelected in this district, which means that there is absolutely no reason that he cannot follow the will of his constituency because he will get elected for doing that. The fact of the matter is this is what Doug LaMalfa has to lose if he does not vote the way that he is told to by leadership, and that is his positions on the Agricultural Committee and the Environmental Resources Committee and the places that he sits where he has the power to do things for his donors and his friends. Things like help pass the TPA so that they get preferential trading rights for their agricultural products to Asia. Things where they can get 140% crop insurance. Things like that. That's what what Doug LaMalfa has to lose. It's the only thing that he has to lose if he does not go along with the program. Because the whole nonsense of about, oh, the press may say something bad about me or anything else, that's not going to hurt him at home with his constituents. They will continue to elect him. The thing that can be hurt is his ability to help and do favors for his biggest campaign donors. Let's just be honest and put it out there.
Yeah. Well, Trish Clark hit the nail on the head on Thursday, so if folks want to go back to the archives on Thursday on Carl Bott Show, go to about 8:45.
Was it Thursday or Friday, Terry?
Thursday.
Thursday.
It was Thursday with Trish Clark, 8:45, maybe back to maybe 8:40. Go back there, and Trish was talking about this. She said the exact same thing in different words than Red did. I was on the line at the time, and basically what Carl told her in summing up what she said is he said, well, you know, are you saying that the congressman does not represent us, that he represents just a few people? And she said, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. So there are people who are standing up. I mean, it's gotten so egregious that people who were in his corner, and I admit I was one of them, are now looking at this going, oh, my gosh, what is going on with this guy? What in the world is going on? And then the other thing that was amazing is we were talking about President Obama. And, oh, he's done some good things. There's some good things. Well, Adolf Hitler did some good things. When I was going to high school, there was a German exchange student, and the young lady that had come from Germany was talking about Adolf Hitler. And she was talking about how when he came there, he deceived everybody. He built roads. He helped the economy. But who was to know he was going to kill 10 million Jews? I mean, the absurdity and the complete naivety of people at this point is just way, way beyond the pale. And, Red, you're right. You have with what happened to your friend, you've got every reason to be outraged. And
I'm pissed.
And I'm with you.
Well, you know, I guess because Obama hasn't killed the 10 million Jews yet, only just a bunch of Christians that he won't save in the Middle East. Yeah, you know, I mean, the real deal is that this guy is a train wreck, and why would our congressman do anything or say anything that would support this guy?
Well, who are his colleagues? Who is the congressman's colleagues? That's what I want to know. He voted with his colleagues. Well, 151 of them he did not vote with and openly said he didn't. And when we were talking about Boehner, I made a comment to him, that might have went off stream too. I made the comment to him, well, every presidential candidate has applauded the fact that Boehner's gone. You seem to be the only guy standing that's sad that he is.
Well, that's because if you're one of the insiders and you're one of the crew, and just, you know, what gets me is, like we're talking about his district here, is that who are these mushheads out there that keep voting for Boehner or for LaMalfa no matter what? They say we call him names. We say, you know, he says that we're just malcontents. He says that we have no, honest and truthful issues here, that we have an axe to grind over. But we can name him and name him and name him and go over and over and over again. But all we get is that we're just a bunch of malcontents and calling names, and we're doing this all to raise funds.
Well, Mark, you know, you hit the nail on the head with that. But here's part of the real deal. The real deal is that Doug LaMalfa is talking about, well, you know, he goes to certain town halls and does this and does that. I think he had 30 people at the last one he did. When he came to the Reading Tea Party, which was an open forum for all people, there was over 200 people. Now, I wasn't there. I was in Alaska, but we saw everything. I saw the video. There was over 200 people there. It's the biggest venue he had. You would think that he'd get a pulse on his constituents. Not everybody there was a Tea Partier or somebody who's been to the Tea Party a lot. There's still people who have questions. I know people in other counties, believe me, that are not happy with him either. You know, and the real deal is that you hope a guy comes around. But, you know,
ain't gonna happen.
Nope.
I'm telling you, I don't know.
Well, and the thing people need to wake up to is about how much worse he's about to become.
Yes.
His old roommate is about to become Speaker of the House.
Think yeah, how do you that. Like that? You know what the comment from his office was to one of our friends that called? You know what the comment was? Well, we're going to get more now in the North State because, you know, Doug and McCarthy, they room together. They're friends. And so he'll listen more about our issues in the North State. What? Seriously? Seriously. I mean, this I'm
going to
have to
get, who's going to get more in the North State?
Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing is just makes me sick.
Anyway, I'm going to let you guys get back to your program. I've got some work to do and a lot of traveling to do this week, and I think that, in fact, with my good friend that's sitting right there, I've got to get this stuff done so I can get back so we can go to Roseburg.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
All right, thanks for calling in, Terry.
You guys are patriots, and, man, thank you for all you do.
All right, thanks
all right,
a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you, Terry.
Let's go to a break. Or do we have a caller on the line?
Oh,
yeah. Calling
in just now.
Oh, well, well, let's see what the caller has to say, and then we'll take a break.
You know, it's with Boehner and McCarthy, and then now McCarthy and LaMoffitt, it's like Star Wars and the Sith. There's always two. You know, there's always the master and the apprentice.
The Sith.
Okay, we have Rich from Reading on the line.
Yeah.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just heard enough of LaMoffa bashing. I'm not a big supporter of his, but I got something else I want to ask. I've heard a lot of talk about the state of Jefferson. I like the ideas behind it. But the one question that I've yet to get answered, and I'll take this on the air, is what is your plan to convince a simple majority of state legislators in Sacramento to vote for this? And I'll take my answer on the air. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'll take that one. Our plan is very simple, is that we have a constitutional right to petition our government in Sacramento for redress of our grievances. Our grievances are a unconstitutional lack of representation. According to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, the federal government is to ensure a Republican form of government in our state houses. And what the Republican form of government means is a model that is based on our federal system, where there is a representation of the majority in the House of Representatives and an equal representation as in the Senate, where you have two representatives, regardless of the size or the population or the wealth of the state, they have equal representation. That model is to be carried over into the state houses. Currently, it is not in the state of California. It is two houses directly based on population, where we have a direct democracy, and that is a violation of a constitutional republic. Now, the way that we intend to convince the legislatures in California is we are going to bring that case to their doorstep, and they can either enable and allow the state of Jefferson and the separation so that we can have legal representation, or we will take it to court with the Supreme Court and pull the rug out from politics in California and completely change the dynamics and take away what power they do have now.
Yeah, I think that answers the question. I want to address the LaMoffa bashing thing. You know something? We wanted LaMoffa to be the hero.
Yeah, I would love to be sitting here saying
good
things.
We wanted him
to
be the good guy. You know, it's like pretending that, you know, Benedict Arnold was still on our side while he's, you know, with the British. I mean, we wish this guy was on our side. We wish this guy, but, you know,
I do too.
You know, the real deal is that, you know, it doesn't matter how much you tell us you're our friend and tell us how much to trust us and tell us you're conservative and tell us all these things, and then you keep voting with the people who are unwinding the Constitution on us, who are, you know, illegal under constitutional law, who keep funding things. You know, you keep taking bribes to pass bills that are in favor of Monsanto. At what point in time do you get angry? This isn't about bashing LaMoffa. I could give a rip about LaMoffa. What I care about is his, how is he voting up there, and is he representing me as one of his constituents?
And taking his oath to the Constitution very serious.
Or is he just some politician for sale that we should just ignore and trust and not give him any accountability?
Terry had one more thing to add.
I did, yeah. Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution states as follows. This is for the caller who just called in, and something else we're basing our premise on. All political power is inherent in the people. Government is instituted for their protection, security, and benefit. And when the people have the right to alter, and have always the right to alter or reform the government any way they can, any way they should, so that the public good may require.
There you go.
Well, there you
so
go.
So basically, if the public good is not being served,
and it's
that was paraphrased a bit, but with the public good not being served, we have the right to not only redress grievance with the U.S. Constitution, but we have the right to redress a grievance under Article 2, Section 1, which states clearly that we can change government when the government is not adherent to the people's wishes. And lack of representation is certainly that.
There we have it.
Yeah.
All right.
And, you know, again, it is not serving the people here in the state of California. It's not serving the people in the country, but especially here in the North State. You look at the things that are going on. And as I was speaking this morning on the Jefferson State of Mind, we're in a war, people. You need to wake up to the fact that we are absolutely engaged in an ideological and spiritual war for the soul of this country.
Well, when we have the right to reform and to alter the government when the public good may require, this is certainly the public good. I mean, just what you guys said on the EPA, which is, that's insanity. By the way, it was also hilarious. Good job, Mark, on the swarmed range.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that's what we look at here, is that they don't seem to really understand. The other thing is, too, that's pretty interesting is the fact that we have Title 18 of the United States Code, Sections 241 and 242. And if these people, if people in the government or even a governmental body tries to block anything we have in our constitutional rights, we can not only take them to court, but we can sue them civilly. And we can also prosecute them criminally. And believe me, we're making sure that everybody has this code in front of them that's in Jefferson. Because, you know, as you said, Red, the gloves got to come off. We're done.
I'm done.
Well, done.
You know, the thing is that, you know, if county and city and state government is not going to do the will of the people, or at least listen, all we want here is representation. That's all anybody wants. That's all we're talking about, representation. Who wouldn't want more of that?
And
everyone wants more of that.
And
maybe there is a different way to get it, but nobody's told us that yet. So our solution is going to be to form the state of Jefferson.
And I am very tired of taking casualties because we don't have that representation.
You're right, my friend. Anyway, I really do have to get back to work.
Well,
a great program. You guys are amazing.
Well, thank you. And here's the other answer to his question. Get in the fight or get out of the way. You sit there and question us, how are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? Well, if we had, you know, more than 50% of the population rise up and say we demand it and we're not going away, and more people join in the fight to where it becomes so apparent that this is going to happen and they can't stop us, that's the answer to the question. Instead of always going, oh, we can't do it, or how are we going to do it, why don't you get in the fight and get involved?
Exactly.
Why don't you start helping out to get your rights back instead of always trying to figure out a way to make it so it's not going to happen?
Well, that's, and, you know, one of the things, and as I said, I'm tired of taking casualties. You know, over the last couple of months, I have watched my brother's father almost burned out of his home. My aunt and uncle almost burned out of their home because of California. I've got a buddy that is dead because of policies that we can't defend ourselves against. I've got my children that are under threat because the state of California wants to inject them full of poison, and I have nothing to do about that. I'm tired of these casualties. I'm to the point I'm going to run, but I'm going to run on the baseball bat platform. I'm going to go somewhere with a baseball bat and go, you will not. I am metaphorically speaking, of course, for any law enforcement individuals that may be listening. But I'm up to here.
Well, I think we need to go to
a break. And then we have a caller on the line. So hang with us, Gary, and we'll catch you on the other side of the break. This has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in a bone
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Take and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Z-Cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sovereign Mind Radio. home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Excuse me. And, man, I'll tell you what. It's a lot of emotions running on the show today. You know, it's just it's getting out of control, and it's getting worse and worse out there. I mean, you know, from an economic standpoint, it's getting worse and worse and worse, and the government is getting worse and worse. And it's at a point where when are people going to wake up? I guess when it affects them personally, I don't know.
Well, like we were talking during the break, we were talking about when are people going to realize that we have enemies within our own country, you know?
Yeah.
What does it take?
Wolves in sheep's clothing?
Yeah, I mean, just because you're here on this soil doesn't mean that you're not an enemy.
Well, and, you know, this whole idea that, you know, you're going to enrich yourselves. I mean, let's take a look at Wally Herger. The guy goes into congressman, he goes into Congress, and 12 years later, he's a millionaire. Just coincidence, right? Weird?
Yeah, weird.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny how that seems to work. You go to Congress, you get on the right team, and all of a sudden,
you're rich.
You're doing a lot better than you were before. Yeah. Just quinky-dink, you understand. So that's part of the problem, and that's what needs to be addressed, and we got to not give these guys a pass. So with that, we have a caller on the line, Gary from Reading. Are you there, Gary?
Yes. Hi again. And
hi.
I know Terry is still listening. The two questions that I'm confronted with over and over again from the people is how can we financially survive up here in the state of Jefferson? And I think that the information is becoming distributed enough that people are beginning to see the light. But number two question is what you were just talking about, and I wish you would repeat it and keep repeating it and slow it down and tell the people how this will be done politically, because the question that comes to me, the legislature will never allow it, etc. And first of all, they don't understand the Constitution, or they don't know where to go. So that was given, but Robin and Terry know this so well that you need to slow down for the hoi polloi again, please, and keep repeating how it will be done. When the representatives say, no, you're wrong, as Les Baugh and Modi have said, no, you don't represent the majority of the people. The majority of the people I talk to don't want the state of Jefferson, and Modi has told me this in a phone conversation. So how do you counteract that, and how does the legal system and the courts that you plan to use, how will that put us where we want? So I'll take my answers off the air. Thank you very much for a good program.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
I appreciate that. And I can address that some more. And first off, let me address Leonard Modi and his
ilk.
Yeah, his ilk and his statement about, well, most of the people I know, I don't support the state of Jefferson. Well, most of the people Leonard Modi knows are enriching themselves off of what the state of California is doing to the people here. So I'm sure they don't support the state of Jefferson. When you have buddies that are making money hand over fist with the Green Mafia and off mitigation banks and things like that, I'm sure you're not opposed to it. And to be perfectly honest, when it comes to Leonard Modi, I don't really value the opinion of someone that will look at me across the desk and tell me that the Constitution of the United States of America is too generic a document to enforce. His own words. So I don't really value the opinion or the foresight of someone like Leonard Modi or Pastor Baugh or those guys. I don't think they have any idea what the will of the people is. They have a will of
Nor do I think they care. What they care about is getting reelected and staying in the positions that they have so that they can keep enriching themselves.
Yeah. And another thing, to be really short and sweet about it, is how is this going to happen? We are the people. Plain and simple, we have the will of the people with us, and again, we're not asking permission. Get that through your head very crystal clear. We are not asking permission. We are doing the courtesy of informing them of our departure. We are leaving. We are attempting to do this through every civil and legal process that we can exhaust to do that. But at the end of the day, understand very clearly, we are not asking permission. Now, as to the legal process, I was explaining the fundamental foundation of our argument that we are entitled to a Republican form of government, and that means representation where each county in the state of California should have a representative that goes to the Senate to represent the needs of that county. Take an example here of Senate District 1, where one guy has to represent 11 counties. Not only is that difficult, but what do you do when counties within your own district are at odds with each other? What do you do when someone like Modoc County and Placer County are at odds over funding or a different bill or something? How do you become Solomon and split the baby on that? It's impossible. It's a broken system. It's been absolutely set up on purpose to break us because we are the power. We are the wealth of California. When it comes to finances, and there is a very good man and a strong supporter of the Constitution and liberty, and a good friend of mine, Steve Barrett, who will be running for Senate District 1 here against Ted Kaines. And I have full faith and belief that he will be able to take that. Steve Barrett is a good guy. He's intelligent. He stands for the right things. He's not going to mince words. He's not afraid to take a stand because, you know, the enemy might not like it. He's not afraid of that at all. But he also fundamentally understands that to be effective in that job, he has to be able to represent people at the local level. We don't have that system now. And it is absolutely an unconstitutional system. And that is our challenge going forward to the state legislature. If they allow us to go, if they proceed with this as they should to redress our grievances and to restore our constitutional agreement, we can part ways amicably. We can set things up amongst ourselves over water and all of those different things that need to be done and come to an amicable conclusion. If they are unwilling to do that, as is likely the case, we will challenge this, and we can stand on the Constitution, and we can win, and we will change the entire power structure within the state of California and remove power from the people that have it now. And again, I remind you, at the end of the day, no matter what, we are not asking permission. I hope that kind of clarifies it a little bit. I'll throw in a little bit more about the financials. We know that in the last 20 years, we've lost 72% of our economy. The North State is at 28% of what we are, of what we could be, and that's because we've been impoverished by federal and state regulations. And the federal regulations, the state has the power to protect us from, and they don't.
Well, you know, and there's more to come. I mean, I think part of the equation here, and the answer is that as this thing gets worse and worse, you know, financially, and it is going to get worse and worse financially, whether anybody wants to believe that or not, because they haven't fixed the structure. They haven't. This is a systemic problem. The system has not been fixed. You know, I'm looking at an article here from the Telegraph in London, and U.S. government to hit debt ceiling earlier than expected. The Treasury Secretary government will not be able to borrow more money from November 5th on. And so, you know,
Can I ask a quick question?
This is by Reuters, by the way.
How are we going to hit the debt ceiling if our debt has been frozen?
Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? You know, and this is what people don't get, you know, that we're borrowing the money by stealing the pensions of all the government workers. And, you know, do you think these guys are going to wake up? Is everybody going to wake up when you no longer have pensions and, you know, your salaries are going to be cut and all these people, these, you know, counties and cities start filing bankruptcy? Is that what it's going to take for you to realize that you have no representation and the funding goes away for your jobs? Is that when you're going to wake up?
Let me get this straight and lay it out so make sure that I understand it. Is our debt has been frozen. We haven't actually been issuing debt because we can no longer afford to do so without raising interest rates, which is the last leg of the economy to be kicked out from under it before it face plants. So Under extraordinary measures, the Federal Reserve has been liquidating federal pension plans to lend that money out to float the debt. And when they say we're going to hit the debt ceiling earlier than expected, we're not actually hitting the debt ceiling so much as they're out of federal workers' monies to keep loaning out.
Well, that's it. And they just voted to raise the debt ceiling to December so they can raise the debt ceiling and print more money, you know, basically out of thin air. And then we've also got, you know, in part of this article, is that U.S. Speaker, U.S. House Speaker John Boehner left open the possibility of advancing an increase to the debt limit before he resigns from Congress on October 30th. Imagine that.
Yep.
No deals were made. And this is the guy that our esteemed Mr. LaMafia supports. And, you know, analysts and officials have warned that missing payments could lead to economic calamity. No. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just keep digging the hole deeper. Let's dig it and dig it and dig it to where the economic calamity is going to be worse and worse and worse. You're going to have the economic calamity now. It's just a matter of which day is it going to get here and how bad does it get. Has anybody noticed the stock market lately? Has anybody noticed that we've been fed a bunch of crap on the jobs reports?
It's okay. They have a solution. I read about it earlier this week. They're just going to make it more illegal to default on your debt.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, let's continue.
Right.
Yeah, and let's continue funding Planned Parenthood until December, and then we'll do it all over again. And do you think that our guy's going to vote against that bill if they force it down their throats in December? Do you think that he's going to continue to raise the debt ceiling in December? Or is he going to make sure that the government stop, which is BS? It's a slowdown. It freezes. It doesn't freeze government. What it does is it stops paying temporarily a bunch of over bloated fat government agencies that need to be struck down and gotten rid of in the first place.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm curious at this point, how many times now have they said, oh, we'll fix it next time? How many times now?
Every time.
Oh. Yeah. How many times
have
they kicked
the can?
Probably can't count how many times they've kicked the can.
When are they going to fix it? When we get a Republican president on the next election. Well, last time it was
2016.
Yeah, exactly. The last time it was when we get the Senate. And the time before that is, oh, we got to take over the House. And okay, so now you've got the House and the Senate. So the only way we can fix it, well, by then it's too late. It's already too late. Okay.
Why should we elect a Republican president? That's one Republican when the several hundred would have elected haven't been able to accomplish anything.
Well, and you know, but in some places they're actually doing something to protect themselves from the calamity that's coming. Utah, for example, has passed an act that makes precious metal legal tender. Utah.
Weird.
Yeah. They have a bank now that is backed by gold and silver that you can now open an account with nationwide and write checks off of and spend your credit card money off of, and it is backed by gold and silver. So when this whole thing collapses and the money becomes worthless, why do you think that everybody's turning to precious metals worldwide and there's a run on all the precious metals worldwide right now, whether we want to hear it on the news? You know, pull your head out of MSNBC and MSLSD and CNBC. They are the road to destruction here, and you need to understand this is all interrelated. This is all connected, and when it all starts to fall completely, these dominoes on the worldwide stage, the people that are depending on government to take care of themselves, the people that want to be a part of the California system, the people that want to be part of the government, have the government take care of them in whatever form, whether you're working for them, whether you're on the dole, whether you're getting your Social Security payments, take your pick, you're in trouble. And if you don't want to believe that, that's fine. Okay, you can just stay in your little glass house till the rocks start shattering the windows. But if you don't start doing something about all of this at some point and get involved, you're in trouble.
Yeah, at what point do people start to understand we're not in business as usual? We're not in, you know, things swing back and forth and the pendulum goes one way or the one other. It, none of that is true anymore. This is a different creature. This is a different beast that has risen up. And people need to stand up and understand that and identify we're in a fight for our lives, and it's the kind that we have never seen before.
And it's coming fast. and it's coming faster and faster every day, whether you want to believe it or not. So these idiots like Leonard Modi and Pastor what's his face down there in Anderson, I can't even think of the liar, Liar Baugh. And our congressmen that are ignoring all this stuff and pretending they can keep kicking the can down the road, they've kicked the can into a big, huge cul-de-sac, and there's no more road left.
And that's why we need good people to stand up and run. People like Steve Baird for Senate District 1, people like Janet Chandler for District 3 here for the Board of Supervisors in Shasta County. I mean, that lady is a fireball. Again, she's got a spine of steel. She fundamentally understands what it is to be American. She understands that Shasta has to come first, that she's not there to enable or rubber stamp what the state of California wants to do to Shasta County, but she's there to represent the interests of Shasta County and its people and to force the state to not harm Shasta County and to protect the constituents from what they're trying to do. These people fundamentally understand that. These are the kind of people that we need in office, and we need more people that understand that to rise up and to run for office and take our government back.
Yeah, we need to go back to a good foundation. That's the problem, like you're talking about Utah. We got to go back, in my opinion, to a good foundation. Our foundation, our house, the foundation that we're sitting on, isn't good. The house is collapsing. We need to go back to the original foundation and start building again.
Yeah.
So we can be free and have what we need. Be American.
Well, I'm tired of taking sucker punches. I'm tired of.
I'm tired of somebody pissing down my back and telling me it's raining.
Yeah. Okay?
You know, I'm looking at this from the Natural Society. Agricultural workers diagnosed with cancer sue Monsanto. This is Monsanto is who our congressman gets money from and who seems to support their legislation so they don't have to label anything. And Monsanto is being sued again. Okay, this is from Natural News, and this was an article written by Julie Fiddler on October 2nd. By two separate agricultural workers who allege that the agribusiness Roundup herbicide caused their cancer.
That would be the Roundup that is illegal in tens of countries because it causes cancer.
Right.
Yeah.
That stuff.
Yeah. That's the stuff.
That's but banned.
Monsanto, our congressional supporter, assured the public that Roundup was harmless. In order to prove this, Monsanto championed falsified data, attacked legitimate studies that revealed its dangers. Monsanto led a prolonged campaign of misinformation to convince government agencies, farmers, and the general population that Roundup was safe. Oh, and by the way, we'll just funnel some money to Congress so they'll pass the DARC Act so we don't have to have our food labeled from whatever sources they come from in foreign countries or here, and so we won't know what's in our food. That's got to be good for us. And
don't question that. They wouldn't put anything in there. Just trust us because we wouldn't put anything in there.
Trust your guy. All you got to do is go out and verify. Did our congressman vote for that? Did he vote for that? Okay, just go look it up.
Yeah,
spend 5 minutes.
You know, are people starting to see the pattern here? He supports Monsanto, who murders people. He supports Planned Parenthood, who murders children. He has yet to do anything or stand with the rest of his party to do about the people that are flooding this country that are murdering our citizens. He has yet to do anything about enabling or putting a stop to people not being able to defend themselves so that they're defenseless.
He won't stop the funding of the left wing's agenda in our budget. You know, we don't want to be the bad guys. We'll take it in the press. Anyway, with that, we need to go to a break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
God, I know Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here.
We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Momix is modern dance brought to a whole new level, and it's coming back to the Cascade Theater October 14th with a new show, Alchemia. Be transported to a fantasy world with spectacular dance, theater, illusion, riveting music, magical lighting, and fun with this wildly inventive modern dance troupe. Momix, October 14th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
All right, it's time to have a little fun with our friends on the comics. This song goes out to that big old gigantic naked short out there. You know who you are, it's kind of lonely at the top, ain't it? I thought I heard the people say, pay me my silver now, tomorrow's another trading day. Pay me my silver now, watching the comics prices rise. Pay me my silver now, J.P. Morgan naked shows the highs. Pay me my silver now, pay me, pay me, pay me my silver now. Pay me or go to jail, pay me my silver now. CFTC, you better shut it down, pay me my silver now. People rising up in every town. Pay me my silver now. The Gata boys are in the know. Pay me my silver now. Tinfoil hats at the silver show. Pay me my silver now. Pay me, pay me, pay me my silver now. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my silver now. Butler nails you every time you try. Pay me my silver now. The PBS shows how much you like. Pay me my silver now. The game is done when the silver's gone. Pay me my silver now. Comics metal in the warehouse, none. Pay me my silver now. Pay me, pay me, pay me my silver now. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my silver now. The banking boys melt that witch. Pay me my silver now. Deliver those bars and melt that bitch. Pay me my silver now. Pay me, pay me, pay me my silver now. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my silver now. So now is the time. Free our land. Pay me my silver now. Silver in my pocket, paper in the can. Pay me my silver now. Pay me, pay me, pay me my silver now. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my silver now. Pay me, pay me, pay me my silver now. Pay me or go to jail. Pay pay me my silver now.
Yep, there you go. That's Bix Weir, the Silver Manipulation song. Very appropriate for what's happening here. We're seeing the comics being drained. Maybe do a little homework on that. They've sold gold to the tune of 200 and, oh, last count was 20 or 52 ounces per every ounce they hold. There's an explosion in the derivative market coming in on the metals. This is all related. And if you don't understand it, you need to do a little homework. But there's bubbles that are going to start popping all over the place, whether it's the stock market, whether it's the bond bubble, whether it's the student loans. You take your pick. But all of these bubbles have been blown up bigger and bigger and bigger because of the fact that they're printing money out of thin air with no backing, and we don't have any sound money. And so we'll be back after the top of the hour here with more information.
This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A 75-mile stretch of Interstate 95 is among the many roads closed by flooding in South Carolina today, where authorities are urging people to stay home if they can. The region around the state capital of Columbia has been particularly hard hit.
We've had several reports of water in homes and businesses and vehicle water rescues. And this was mainly in the cities of Holly Hill and Utahville in the east part of Orangeburg County.
Jeff Linton of the National Weather Service in Columbia. The county government says 100 people have been rescued from vehicles, 200 rescued statewide. Hurricane Joaquin is slowly weakening but still bearing down on Bermuda today.
Tropical storm force winds extend outward about 200 miles from the center, and some of the strongest winds are on the east side, which would be the side facing Bermuda.
Todd Kimberlane of the National Hurricane Center. The big storm expected to make a near pass of the island this afternoon. A top Democratic senator urging House Speaker John Boehner to get moving on a highway bill.
Senate Minority Whip Richard Durbin says Speaker John Boehner should bring a long-term highway bill up for a vote in the House before he leaves office at the end of the month. The Senate passed a bill this summer that funds transportation and infrastructure projects for 3 years. The House passed a three-month extension instead that's set to expire on October 29th. The Senate reluctantly accepted the House's version in order to avoid a shutdown of current transportation projects. Congress has passed 34 short-term highway bills since 2009 due to a failure to agree on long-term plans. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
GOP Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah says he's running for House Speaker in a long-shot challenge to Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California. The vote is Thursday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-758-5360. That's 1-800-758-5360. Call 1-800-758-5360.
Documents obtained by the Associated Press show that more than 240 inmates have slipped away from federal custody in the past 3 years while traveling to halfway houses, and several of those inmates committed bank robberies and a carjacking while on the lam. Records show that the inmates who have absconded from 2012 through 2014 include some with histories of violence and misconduct while in prison, According to prison officials, the Federal Bureau of Prisons each year permits thousands of inmates it considers low risk to serve the final months of their sentences in halfway houses where they travel unescorted. Three children have died in a fire at a North Minneapolis home. The Minneapolis Fire Department says firefighters responded to the blaze just before midnight last evening. They searched the home and found three children, two of whom were already dead. The third died at a local hospital. Their identities have not yet been released. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The death toll is now 84 after a mudslide near the outskirts of Guatemala City.
And officials fear that number could go higher as they dig through tons of earth that buried over 125 homes. Rescue specialists from the Red Cross and fire and police departments were using dogs to search for some 350 people still missing after that Thursday night slide. After suspending work Friday evening, search efforts continued Saturday as more volunteers arrived to do what they can to help in the rescue efforts. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 4th, the 277th day of 2015. There are just 88 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1931, the comic strip Dick Tracy, created by Chester Gould, made its debut. On this date in 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1. And on this date in 1970, rock singer Janis Joplin was found dead in her Hollywood hotel room. She was 27. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Sovereign Mind Radio. All right, we're in the last hour now, and we started into our economic rant, if you will. But, you know, people need to understand what's happening out there from the economic standpoint. And, you know, you think it's bad now, wait till everything starts to pop. You know, you've got right now on the comics, and people don't necessarily get why this is related, but... You know, there's over 200 pounds, ounces of paper gold claims for every ounce of deliverable gold. Now, if you do the math on that with the contracts are open, this is like $1 trillion or more.
Well, that means the actual number of the supply has been inflated over 250 times.
And with the price suppression as the canary in the coal mine, what's happening is when this thing starts to pop, you're going to see the precious metals go through the roof, and basically they're not going to actually have changed value as much as you're going to see the paper become worthless, worth nothing. It's just going to be a pile of paper worth nothing. And we've been saying this for a long time, but this could change overnight. Now, the big news in this last week, too, was Glencore. Does everybody know who Glencore is? You know, their stock went down like 30%, and, you know, there was a deal on the perfect storm between Brazil and Glencore, and, you know, you might want to look this up if you get a chance, because it's just very interesting that, you know, basically Saxo, there's a video done out of an analyst saying that this could be the perfect storm here. Now, I'm not going to, you know, say that's what it is, but what I'm saying is that Glencore's stock, and Glencore, which is a global energy commodity resource, is a multinational commodities trading and mining company, and it's headquartered in Bar, Switzerland, and is registered there. The company was created through a merger of Glencore and Xstrata on May 2nd of 2013, and as of 2014, it is ranked 10th in the Fortune Global 500 list of the world's largest companies, and is the third largest family business. Now, interesting. Who started Glencore? A guy named Mark Rich. Anybody remember who Mark Rich is?
Kind of sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember,
I'm trying to place it.
I smell a Clinton in there somewhere.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that Mark Rich, who was born Marcella David Reich, which is kind of interesting.
Weird.
Yeah. Was an international commodities trader, hedge fund manager, financier, and businessman, and is best known for founding his commodities company, Glencore, and for being indicted in the United States on federal crimes of tax evasion and illegal making oil deals with the Iran during the Iran hostage crisis. He was in Switzerland at the time of his indictment and was never returned to the United States. He received a controversial presidential pardon from U.S. President Bill Clinton.
Ding, weird.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's just strange, isn't it?
Now, it's funny how it just all goes right back to the same guys in the government. You know, remember, this is the big tax evader that Clinton pardoned at the end of his career. And guess who was involved in the pardoning?
Yeah, the only thing missing is Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder.
Wow, you nailed it. Isn't that interesting that Loretta Lynch and Mary Jo White and all of these cronies around Clinton, happened to be the ones that were instrumental in getting this guy pardoned, even though he was the biggest tax cheater in the history of the country. And now Glencore is going down in flames. I don't know what's happening out there, but
it's strange.
It's getting weird. It's getting weird. And so you might want to look that up. It's funny how we're getting to the point where these bubbles are going to start popping. And, the rats or the cockroaches are starting to come out from under the baseboards. And we'll just have to see what happens. But take my word for it. You might want to get some precious metals stacked away, silver, gold, if you can do it, just in case the money goes bad. And, I don't know, I've been saying this for a long time, but, you know, I could be wrong. I could be wrong that the economy is getting better and we're in recovery.
We're on the blended glide path.
We're on the blended glide path into an unsustainable train wreck. How'd you put that, Red?
An inappropriate assumption of solvency.
Oh, where did that come from? Wasn't that the...
That was CalPERS.
CalPERS guy explaining to the people down in San Bernardino why they were, you know, in trouble. Mm-hmm. Because it's their fault because they had an assumption of solvency based on the reports that CalPERS was giving.
Well, that was very inappropriate of them.
Yeah, and the government, they wouldn't print money until the cows came home, and they wouldn't sign secret deals or get paid off by companies, and they wouldn't sink us financially and not have a debt ceiling and spend all of the government pension plans and all this stuff. They wouldn't do any of this stuff, right? We're just screwed up. We're a bunch of malcontents who know nothing about anything, and we just are just bashing LaMalfa and all this stuff just because we just like to start trouble. None of it could be true, right?
Well, it's okay, because they're just going to increase the illegality of default.
Yeah, you just can't. If you default, debtor's prison. What's the, I wonder. I want to go back.
Yeah, I don't think that's legal either.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But, it's just interesting that, it all goes back to this thing called debt. You know, right now what we do is we say debt is money. Money is debt. It used to be that gold and silver were money, and they had no debt attached to them, so there was no counterparty risk. There was no interest on that money that could be charged because you created it out of thin air and lent it to somebody. But, now what it is that debt is money, so we're all having to borrow money, causing a debt to cause an interest rate that causes a national debt and huge derivatives, and the bankers are all gotten rich, and the government's all gotten rich, and they've spent and spent and spent, and you know everybody's getting rich except us.
So we're getting in debt. What you're saying is when someone says let's redistribute the wealth, what they're really saying is let's redistribute the burden of debt because the 1% can no longer carry it.
Yeah, that's how it works. You see, on Wall Street and in the government, if you make a profit, you get to keep the money. If you screw up and you cause a problem, then the taxpayers bail you out. They're the ones that pay for the debt. Only it's not really us. It's our children and our grandchildren that pay for
the debt. So what you're saying is under that system of wealth redistribution and the wealth really is debt, is that I can go and perform illegally as many actions as I want, as long as I accumulate enough wealth while managing my debt so that I can pay off a portion of the wealth that I steal so that I can walk away with the rest of the wealth, and then I get to take that debt and redistribute it amongst my children.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Sure. Yeah, and then, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You got... Oh, I was looking for the quote. I wonder who said this. I sincerely believe that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies. The principle of spending money to be paid by posterity, that would be your descendants, under the name of funding, is but swindling futurity on a large scale. In other words, if I can have a bank that issues money out of thin air and charges interest, and I can continue to do that and make you responsible for the debt on that interest that I've created out of thin air, that I will be making your descendants pay that funding and that debt forever if I keep doing this. And I would be swindling their future on a large scale because it's a big, huge Ponzi scheme that puts everybody in debt slavery. And I, being the recipient of that, the Federal Reserve System and the bankers, and, oh, then I, you know, pay off the government and, you know, I buy companies like Monsanto and, you know, I get to pay people that, you know, vote for me, you know, all the time.
I was going to say, doesn't that take us back to the beginning of the show when we defined slavery?
Mm-hmm. And the people in charge right now actually want to expand that system to where there would be a one-world Federal Reserve. Actually, I believe Pope Francis said that it should be a one-world reserve under the Vatican.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, though,
is that
it always ends up in the hands of a few people who get to run everything because they're so benevolent, and we should just trust them. We don't need to hold them accountable for their voting records or anything like that. We should just let them do whatever they're going to do because we're not smart enough to understand what they're doing and enriching themselves off of our backs, you know, while we go under into debt slavery. And, just trust them. Because they're
no
really
problem.
Good guys.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, they really care.
Okay, they care about us.
Yeah,
as their
sure they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In
the meantime, start preparing for collapse if you haven't started already, because the collapse is already here if you haven't been looking around, despite MSLSD telling you what's going on. Does it look like the jobs are getting better out there? Does it look like the economy's picking up?
Absolutely, the economy is getting better. We actually saw an increase in applications for unemployment insurance, which is absolutely in line with job growth.
Yeah. That's why when I was out here listening to your program this morning, Robert, before you went to a break, some guy came up to my car and asked me if I had spare change.
Well,
right out here in front of the studio. I mean,
that's the new economy.
Oh, that's the new job. I got it. That's the new job.
It's just
well,
like
if you weren't evil and greedy, you would have given it to him and helped increase his minimum wage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he acted like I was a nice person because, I do not have any spare change for you.
It's just like being on the beach in Jamaica. How many jobs you got, man? Yeah, I got plenty of jobs. No problem, man.
I'm a grower. I'm a distributor.
I'm a panhandling man. I represent the government lower class economic justice division of America, or Negril Beach, if you will. Yeah. And so, you know, plus I sell beer that, you know, I bought at the store and, you know, but, you know, I don't want to sell cigarettes because I might get wrestled to the ground and choked, but, you know, that could be hazardous to your health. I'm not sure, you know, in Reading, but Anyway, so it, you know, this is all interrelated, and we need to all understand that this is the game, and the game is to just keep us placated. The game is, as long as we're got access to our representatives, they're nice to us. They don't give a crap about what we have to say. They'll rub your head and pat you and say, you're nice and you're one of us and I love you and blah, blah, blah. And then they'll go right out and vote for Monsanto. And so you don't give a crap. I mean, so you can't eat any food that's good.
Right.
Because Monsanto paid them off.
Yeah.
Okay. But in the meantime, you can have a lot of coffee with them and we can all say how wonderful we are and we should trust everybody. And, you know, and Stuart Smalley should be on the thing because, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's one of the ones that irritates me the most is the veterans thing. Is I want to know what's actually been done for the vets. What's been improved? What I'm looking at, it's worse than it's ever been. Tens of thousands of vets are, yep, are dropping dead. They're saying up to a third of the people that were on the waiting list are dead. You've got offices like the VA office in L.A. that were shredding case files.
Someone's going to go to jail this time.
Yeah. I mean, you have, you know, veterans administrations, senior leadership, senior management that were at a salary cap because of their position. They couldn't get any more money that actually created problems in a VA so that they could fire the administrator there, do a lateral transfer to a lower position, keep the same salary, but be eligible for pay raises now because they were in a different employment bracket. What's been done to help the veterans?
Not a whole lot out there, that's for sure.
We raised the debt ceiling and funded Planned Parenthood.
The
claims take
so
longer and longer and longer, and they're dying off faster and faster.
Yeah. I am so tired of hearing, oh, the things that are done for vets. Yeah, really? Where were you for MIAP? Where were you to see six American soldiers sent to Arlington? Where were you for that? What's been done? What have you fixed? What have you made better?
Yeah, as far as I know, through the Veterans Service Office here, the claims aren't going through any quicker than what they were before.
No, it's worse than it ever was.
Yeah.
But I really mean it this time.
Just
but it really bothers me, and it really frustrates me, and I don't like it any more than you do. But I won't do a damn thing about it.
Maybe I can't.
You know, I will blame you for bringing it up.
Maybe it's because we don't have a filibuster-proof Senate.
It didn't stop the Democrats, did it?
I don't know. Just saying.
You mean it might work for us?
Maybe it'll all be better when Obama gets the...
Yeah, 2016.
We can vote in somebody like who? Jeb Bush? That'll fix it. He's our guy. He's a Republican, so... Wow.
What happens if we run out of time before 2016? That's what I'd like to know.
I'm starting to wonder. You know, and as far as Jeb Bush goes, I have no interest in the American wing of the Saudi family running this country again.
Oh, there you go again with your conspiratorial crap.
I know. I'm sorry. I put on an extra layer of tinfoil this morning.
I know. We should do that.
Well, when I read that the EPA said that the sun's bad for plants, I had imagined it was bad for me. That's why the extra layer of tinfoil.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, we can also use you for a solar based energy system when.
There you go.
We just put a couple of connectors on you and set you out in the sun, and life is good.
Yeah, you can generate enough energy for a few households.
You know, we wanted to talk a little bit about this grassroots effort that was turned on SB 277 on the forced vaccine bill. You know, let's turn to that a little bit here because, you know, sabotaged or, just they didn't get enough signatures even though they thought they had them when they turned it in?
Well, we don't know for sure.
Okay. I guess we got to go to a break. Let's come back and we'll think about that. Let's go to a break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm
not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
The Philadelphia VA is back in the news as federal criminal charges may be brought against its benefits director in the wake of a new report from the Inspector General's office. Several employees are facing disciplinary action over their handling of the backlog of benefit claims as well. We'll get an update from our Philadelphia whistleblowers, Kristen Rule and Ryan Cease, this week on We the People, Sundays noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Wellgate Sports Club, Reading's premier lifestyle center, is celebrating its grand reopening and has a gift for you. Take advantage of exclusive grand reopening membership rates with zero enrollment fees. That's right, zero enrollment fees. Are you looking to add family to your membership? That's great. We have a gift for you, too. Special rates and incentives will allow your entire family to quit the gym and join the club. At Wellgate Sports Club, you'll experience upscale high-end amenities and programs, complimentary lifestyle education workshops, member social events, and passionate professionals who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Redding's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Offer expires October 15th, so don't wait. Come celebrate the grand reopening of Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eurepa Way, Redding. Call 638-4829 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse. Joan Armatrading at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame.
Road to Shambhala.
Well,
you just got to watch out what's going down the storm drains. Oh, you're going to do it to me again.
Why you got to poke the roadkill with a stick, man? That's just dirty.
He's already dead. He's already dead.
Not the car washing suds again.
I'm already feeling too run over to defend myself.
That camping's looking better and better, isn't it?
It is. It is. I think I just need to get up the mountain for a couple of days or something.
So
go to some higher elevation.
We got a half an hour left here, and we're 3 hours is long without a guest, you know.
It is. I mean, yeah, it can.
That's like 2 hours of Lamalfa bashing and then half an hour of the news. Yeah.
Well, it just, once you get going,
it's hard to stop because it makes you mad.
Because there's so much of it. Yeah. And it is so infuriating.
It is, because it's on every level. I mean, every time we turn around, it's something else on another level that we're having to combat in our everyday life.
Well, it just drives me nuts. I can't stand for the right thing because somebody may say something mean about me.
Well, it sounds like the Republicans up there, I can't stand for anything right because, I was looking at this article. Ted Cruz explains why the Republicans always lose.
Yeah, but Ted Cruz is really divisive. He doesn't bring divisive. Anything good.
Yeah, he's not a good guy.
How dare he expose the truth?
Yeah, he said the reason why Republicans always lose these fights is because Republicans assume Barack Obama is the Terminator. He will never stop. He will never give up, and the Republicans will surrender at the outset. Wow, maybe the Republicans need to adopt that strategy a little bit. Because it's like they just fold at
every turn.
Freaking sissies, to spend too much time in the bar with Boehner getting drunk and crying. I mean, I don't know. But if you can't, stand up for the right and start, getting a pair of hind legs on top of your, a backbone on top of your hind legs, then what's the point? We just keep folding. Just keep funding them. What the hell? But let's talk about the vaccine before we go off again.
Wow. How to say that the SB 277 referendum to stop the vaccine bill had hundreds of thousands of signatures stolen and disposed of without saying that?
Yeah. And then you got the guys on there doing happy dance because it didn't pass. Because if you don't want vaccines, you're not for healthy children. No, I want healthy children. I just don't want them to have autism and mercury poison.
It's my right to decide whether I want to have them vaccinated or not. It's not the government's place to tell me.
Well, the government, they would never do anything ever.
The SB 277 situation is far from over. Some of the things that I know that went on are under investigation. I'm impatiently waiting for some things to come out about that, but there are some very serious irregularities in the amount of petitions from what there was originally to what made it to the Secretary of State to be filed. There are hundreds of thousands of irregularities. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, Big Pharma wouldn't have anything to do with wanting these guys to,
No, them and Monsanto would have nothing to do with the vaccine bill and any problems.
Yeah. No. I guess we have a caller on the line.
We do. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm going to follow up with Linda's comment on getting our house in order, and then Mark and Red are sharing about the war on humanity, the resource wars, all of that. There's so many avenues where we're being taken apart, just scene by scene, by button, by everything. It's
yes.
Fracking. 500 chemicals are involved in fracking. I have family in North Dakota, and a few years ago when this came out, my gosh, they were so thrilled, so happy, so joyful to have some economic relief, and they weren't really seeing or getting or researching the bottom line of what the trade-off was for this. So I kind of have fewer conversations on some topics with my family, which is why maybe that's why I'm at the Tea Party and other places. I'm like, I just got to be with other like-minded people, and that's the cost of it. It just is. And this whole issue of renewable seems to be a bit of a delusion. we have solar panels that aren't lasting. These UV rays that you've been talking about, this includes the UVB intensity, the UVC, close to X-ray. Things. I mean, I just see a tarp in my backyard that's brand new. It's just melting away, just disintegrating. And I don't know, the same with the wind turbines. So how do you recycle stuff like that? To manufacture these items requires fossil fuel, requires carbon burn, and all of these other damaging things. So it's
The solar panels are a very large problem, too, because the materials inside are highly toxic.
Yeah. Oh, great.
I used to work as a truck dispatcher, and we used to haul solar panels and things like that out to the solar farms that they're doing out in the deserts in Nevada and Arizona and things like that. And solar panels that they had been assembled to a certain point, you could not haul without a hazardous materials license because of the hazardous components inside of those solar panels. And when those solar panels go defunct, we have to have somewhere to dispose of them. And they're highly toxic. They don't degrade. They're basically toxic waste.
Amazing.
Well, you know.
Well, and it's also goes to the whole thing with the Fukushima stuff, because we're looking at the environmental house that we all share. So it's like, sure, we can, you know, do our best effort to have Davis Jefferson and just have this amicable, hopeful divorce. Whatever attorneys are needed, please show up, because this breakup should have happened ages ago. And
we actually have attorneys that are working on it now. Two of them that have actually worked on Supreme Court cases. One of them has actually tried cases before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this whole PC stuff, we have to just let it go and start articulating without being abusive and without adding or inserting any more trauma into what's going on in our community and whatnot. But the whole thing with this Fukushima Japanese situation is, at one point, I can foresee the point of not only don't we want to necessarily import their Nissan car or their digital parts because of the radioactive damage that they're not telling us. What do you think is happening to these actual human beings who one day want to take a boat or a plane and get the hell out of there? And where are they going to go, and who's going to accept them, because now they're like so sick, so toxic? What cure is this for this ongoing damage for the past few years? I'm at a place where I'm just trying to balance out my own grief and loss as a clinician, therapist, and everybody else that's kind of on the edge and just maxed out. And what do you do when there's just this onslaught of fakey news, and then they try to insert some humor with Hillary on Saturday Night Live apparently last night? I mean, it's just amazing. So I thought I'd share. There's an event coming up here locally at Shasta College. They're showing 3 TED Talks. This is a free event, by the way, October 28th, which is a Wednesday evening, I believe. And some local speakers that you've maybe had as guests before, I'm not sure, or might know of. They're doing these videos, and 6 panelists will share and talk and entertain questions and answers from the audience. And it is Doug Bennett, Randy Reed, Peggy Ribol, Jim Collins, Randy Compton, and Doug Craig. So it's not in the theater auditorium. It's in some room 806 on the main campus, and I just got this information.
Lori, what is this about?
It's called NorCal Citizens, and the event title is called Climate Change, The Fate of the Earth is in Our Hands.
Maybe what you could do is send us an email on that, Lori, and we'll take a look at it. Maybe we can help promote it on the air.
Yep, I absolutely will, because right now my AT&T landline and email is down. So I will do that ASAP. I'll see you at the tea party.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We also have another caller.
Well, I was just going to say real quick, maybe with the Fukushima thing, a giant fire-breathing iguana will rise out of the sea and jump up and down on Tokyo now.
Godzilla!
It's Godzilla!
It's Godzilla!
That's not an iguana, though.
Hey, at this point, stranger things have happened.
Well, that's true. And with that, we'll go to our next caller. We have Todd from Butte County on the line. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. Say, I was listening to all the rants about Congressman LaMoffa, and I was wondering if the Reading area has the same field representative for Congressman LaMoffa. Do you know who your field representative is?
Well, I believe we have two of them. We have Aaron Ryan, who's on the next show here on the radio station, We the People, and then I believe it's also Brenda Haynes.
Okay, because we have a gentleman who was also the field representative for Tom McClintock, and I have zero respect for this gentleman who's LaMoffa's field representative. You know, the field representative is supposed to be telling the congressman what the constituents think. And you brought up the point that he's not voting the way his constituents think. Well, the field representatives aren't doing their job. They're not telling the congressman the truth then.
Well,
they're just telling him what he wants to hear.
Well, according to our congressman on Carl Bott's radio program Friday morning, he sees it as our job to give us information and tell us what we should think. And if we don't agree with him, he doesn't want anything to do with us. He's actually pretty tired of us.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I see it's just ridiculous. Anyhow, the field representative that is here I came from Plumas County, and now live in Butte County, but that gentleman worked for Tom McClintock. He was working on, I had some casework services being done, and he never got back to me ever one time. He directly told me he was going to get back. I've called him several times. He refuses to get back to me, and that's the lack of representation that the state of Jefferson stands for. There's a total disconnect against all our elected officials here in Northern California. If it's something that they don't want to hear, then they just avoid you.
And you're the bad guy.
And then I'm the bad guy. That's right. I'm singled out as the bad guy. You know, he's just disturbing. He just doesn't. He hates government. He hates this. It's not a fact of hating anyone. It's just calling people on the carpet when things aren't going right or things you're not being represented. Because remember, almost all these politicians, when they're running, they stand in front of you and say, if you have a problem with whatever agency, contact my office and I will do something for you.
They do. They blow you off and tell you not to call back again, you malcontent.
That's right. Or they say, they give you the politically correct line and say that we'll get back to you, which they never do, and we'll look into it, and they never get back to you. And in a public forum, when you're in a public meeting, those field representatives, if you raise your hand and talk to LaMoffa and give him a hard question and he can't answer it, those field agents for him will walk up to you, and so it makes it look like you're getting some answers, and they'll hand you a business card and make it look like he's actually going to do something for you, and then nothing ever happens. So very frustrated with not only the state representative, my federal representation. And besides that, what has LaMoffa ever done for the North State? Name one accomplishment where he has done something that was that benefited the North State.
I think he did something with the water.
I was going to say, with the dams and stuff, I was pretty involved with that up there.
Yeah, but it's nothing's getting done. There's no plans in the work to build one new storage facility. It's just talk. They're not breaking ground on anything.
They don't have enough money to break ground on anything.
That's right. So name one thing that he's actually gotten done. Nothing. For the North State. And name something that his predecessor did for the North State that would benefit.
Retired.
What?
Retired.
Yeah, well, that's it. And that's what needs to happen to LaMoffa, retired. And I think that no matter if you say that no one can run against him, it doesn't matter at that point that whether you win or lose. You at least get someone up there that runs against him who, when they have a debate with him, you bring up his fault. You bring up his character defects. And so it doesn't matter if that person wins or loses and doesn't have a lot of money. He or she will at least be able to debate Congressman LaMotta on his actual results that he's done for the state and show the people that who he really is.
I don't even know if he'll do a debate. I mean, weren't they not even showing up to the debate? So I mean, Herger wouldn't even go to the debate with his opponent in the races. I'm pretty sure that LaMotta followed that suit. He doesn't want to talk to the other side at that point.
Then that's another thing to point out.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would cost a tremendous amount of money to have someone running against him other than a Democrat, because I guarantee there's going to be a Democrat opponent to LaMotta.
Yeah.
So what other choice do we have then? So I think that you need to search and find. There has to be someone out there that is conservative and believes in the U.S. Constitution and willing to run against him on the Republican side.
Well, what are you doing the next couple of years, Todd?
Okay. Hey, you guys, take care. Great show. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
All right, bye.
Maybe we should go to a break. We got about 15 minutes left. Maybe do this last break before the top of the hour ends. And
all right. Oh. Again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North City.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
You stay the hell away from me, you hear?
I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com. For more information.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Take and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Last 10 minutes, almost noon. I wanted to read this. Governments do not make ideals, but ideals make government. This is both historically and logically true. Of course, the government can help to sustain ideals and can create institutions through which they can be better observed, but they're sourced by their very nature as in the people. The people have to bear their own responsibilities. There is no method by which that burden can be shifted to the government. It's not the enactment, but the observation of laws that creates the character of a nation. I think that's a very, very enlightened piece of thought. And I think we need to quit looking to the government for our salvation and start looking to ourselves. Maybe look into ourselves spiritually a little bit here, you know, and are we being truthful with ourselves? Are we being truthful? Are we standing on the principles, the rock foundation that America was built on of moral, following the Ten Commandments, the moral precepts that our founding fathers set out to be a free people with a free government. Are we following those anymore? I think each one of us needs to look inside ourselves and say, you know, am I doing the right thing for my posterity, for my children, for my grandchildren, for my country, for my community? Or am I just going along to get along? Am I just existing for my own enrichment, my own, satisfaction? Because I think that's what needs to happen, is we need to start looking to ourselves to change this. We need to start looking to those universal principles that our founders set out in the Constitution of following those things that made us great in the first place. And if we have to do this on an individual basis, individual by individual, until the country changes, I think until that happens on a big scale, we're going to keep getting what we got. We're going to keep getting the things that we get from our government, from our representatives, because we let them get away with the fact that they don't represent us on on things that they get, paid to represent, special interests, whether it's the big pharma or Monsanto or the banking industries or Wall Street. We need to start thinking about that, I believe, and that should be the national discourse from now on, is how can we get back those principles that we've been losing or not fighting for?
Yeah.
I have to agree with that.
I don't think that could be said any better.
Yeah.
We got 5 minutes left.
Well, that what you just said, it's absolutely dead on, and it's very powerful. That's exactly what needs to happen, is people need to take themselves and their own house in hand first.
Yeah.
They have to be truthful to themselves.
Yeah, and with that, I think, comes courage.
It's not easy.
No.
Well, it's not easy to look at yourself and be true to yourself. You have to have that foundation in order for your kids or for anybody else to build upon that.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it takes courage to look at yourself in the mirror.
Honestly.
Truthfully, and say, am I doing everything I can to make things better? Am I following, or am I part of the problem or part of the solution?
And if you don't do that, then we wonder why, like the children, our children or our grandchildren are kind of confused out there or doing what they're doing, because it's not truthful. A lot of times.
That's true. And I think one of the biggest problems with our posterity is a lot of them have lost hope.
Yeah.
They don't see a way out. They don't know a way out. They haven't been granted the skills or the abilities, or, they look around and they know that the system's corrupt. They know that it's broken. They know that it's, the whole outhouse is on fire, but they don't have the skills or the understanding of what to do about it.
Well, I think that steel is forged in fire. And in order for us to become strong, we have to kind of go through the fire a little bit. I firmly believe that there is purity and clarity in suffering. And I think that this nation as a whole is going to have to suffer some hard times here before they start to realize why the founders set up what they did, why the government was based on these Judeo-Christian values, that are being attacked from all sides at this point, because that's how you're going to unwind America.
Yep.
Yeah.
And with that, I think we have some announcements that we need to do in the last few minutes. I know that we need to remind people tomorrow night at the Tea Party, we will continue education on the Constitution, the First Amendment, with Tim Pappas. And I also want to remind people that we got the stand down coming towards the end of the month for the homeless veterans down at the fairgrounds. We have Veterans Day Parade coming here. It will be, of course, I think it's November 7th, but it's right around the corner. So those are a couple things that we got coming up that you may want to get involved in. October 13th is the birthday for the Navy, too. So
the Navy has a birthday?
Yeah, the Navy has a birthday.
They do.
And don't forget, tomorrow night we will be drawn for the Gator. So we do still have a few tickets left. So if you want them, you need to be there. We will be drawn for that gator, and I'm just curious who's going to win that beautiful baby.
Yeah, I know. There's been a lot of people back and forth
about whose
gator
it is. They keep asking me if I've been driving it, and I keep telling them it's still got 82 miles on it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if I get in it and start it up, it'll all be over with the crying.
Yeah, maybe we'll give out a special bonus tomorrow night. Win the gator, go camping with Red.
with that, I'm going to say this quote with that in mind. The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in times of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
There you go.
Oh, boy. Anything else? What do we got? Another minute here or so, and then we're going to be out of here. But I think we've covered it all.
I think we pretty well.
I kind of want to pass on to people that, enjoy what you got. Enjoy every minute of every day as best as you can. And if you have something that needs doing, go do it. Because you don't know.
You never know.
Yeah, it's true.
Unfortunately.
You got to live life to the fullest. As much as you possibly can. I mean, that's the deal. And make every day important. Make every day something that, you have no regrets over.
Yeah. And, every day do something extraordinary. And in the world that we're living in now, show some kindness to somebody. Do something right. Stand up for the right thing. And you will be extraordinary, because that's what we've lost in this country, as you were saying, Mark, is... do the right thing.
Well, yep. You were born an original. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force like force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
And this has been KCNR 1460.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah appeared on Fox News Sunday. He says he's running for House Speaker in a long-shot challenge to Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California.
A fair, even balanced person that I can bridge that divide between our more centrist members and some of the more far-right wing members. That's why I've entered this race.
The vote is set for Thursday. Meanwhile, running for president, Chris Christie, and the GOP presidential hopeful, says Americans want a president that can get two things done at once, which he's done in New Jersey.
Stand up and say, this is where I am, who I am, to say what I mean and mean what I say, and then also to be able to get people in a room and say, okay, now that we've set that out, let's get something done.
Chris Christie appeared this morning on ABC's This Week. Rescuers have spotted floating debris and an oil sheen as U.S. crews search off the Bahamas for a U.S. cargo ship with 33 people on board. The U.S. Coast Guard says its air crews have spotted life jackets.